welcome to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 50. Okay, this episode is about Janice Pocket, but she was born on October 15th, 1965 in Connecticut. But she would go missing on July 26, 1973, at the age of 7 years old. She was last seen leaving her home on a metallic green bicycle that had a bell and a banana seat, and she was on a mission to find a butterfly that she had caught and left under a rock a few days earlier. And she was carrying an envelope that she would use to help carry the butterfly once she found, you know, found it underneath the rock that she put it under. And this was all around 3:30-ish when she left her house. But this was the first time she was allowed to go out by herself, according to her family. And I do find this happening a lot when researching cases like this, where, you know, kids go out on their own for the first time and then they disappear. You know, I have two kids and I can understand how scary it would be to have a child go missing. Janice would never return home, and as to this day, she has never been seen again. But it appears her mother would go looking for her shortly after, because it was reported she had found Janice's bike about half an hour later, roughly. And I'm assuming the location Janice was traveling to wasn't far from the house, so which would explain why her mother didn't care for her to go real quick to locate the butterfly. And going back to the bike, it would be found on a dirt road near a wooded area less than a mile from their house, so I would assume this butterfly was within a mile, possibly. I read there is a massive search for Janice, and around 5,000 acres was covered in 5 days. You know, that's a pretty good amount of area. And the envelope and butterfly would never be located as well. And many believe she might have been snatched while on her way back home, because the bike was found heading towards the direction of the house. And from everything I can gather, the bike was standing up with its kickstand down. So, yeah, it's, I guess you could kind of say maybe she wasn't really snatched off the bike, but somebody might have talked her into coming with them. But at the time of her disappearance, like I said, she was 7 years old. She was around 4 feet tall and 65 pounds. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and she had a gap in between her front teeth. She wore a navy blue shorts with an imprinted American flag and a starter design. She had a blue and white striped pullover shirt with white socks and blue shoes on. And an interesting thing, though, with her disappearance was 4 other disappearances happened in this area within a 10-year time frame. But I believe only one of them happened before Janice disappeared. But the ages, though, were a little different. You know, they went up to, like, 20 years old. So, you know, that's pretty much, well, might as well say an adult. But I read, too, that there were 59 unsolved cases in New England in the same time frame as well. Are they connected? You know, nobody knows for sure. With a possible serial killer stalking the area, nobody knows for sure. And could the killer be a possible truck driver? A truck driver that travels that route a lot? You know, it, I guess it's probably a theory. What if it was just a local person? Maybe, well, they could go undetected, nobody questioned if they were in the area. You would think, though, not sure how big the town is, if it's a small town, whatever, you'd think they would have been detected by now. But first, I'll mention about 2 witnesses that, from my understanding, drove past the area within minutes of each other. Like, I've heard, like, you know, within a couple minutes, like, it was pretty close. But the first witness said Janice's bike was standing up and facing away, which would have been facing away from her home. And the witness stated they had slowed down, expecting the child to run out of the woods. The second witness said her bike was lying on the ground beside the road. And the way it's looking, like I said, she disappeared within these few minutes of the 2 witnesses. But I don't know, I've kind of, like, I don't know, I've kind of, because, like I said, with the bike laying on the ground, then they said the mother found it with the kickstand. Like, I've heard both different scenarios there. But either way, the bike was headed towards her home when her mother found it. It's been wondered if whoever abducted her might have lured her, like I said, away from her bike. It's very possible, because from my understanding, no fingerprints have been found on the bike besides Janice's, and to explain why the bike was found standing up. Like I said, I've also heard it was lying down. So, like I said, I've take it or leave it. But like I said, I've heard both. Well, I did hear, too, that I think the dad or somebody moved the took the bike, and then they brought it back something to the area. But another good point I've read is the family said they had been at the store earlier, and what if the abductor had followed them home? I don't see this being the case here because the abductor wouldn't have known she was going to go by herself to get the butterfly. But I guess you could look at it, too, that he could have, or she could have drove by, you know, just to scope out the area and then, you know, maybe for a later occurrence, maybe, and then this has happened to be, you know, just the right time. It could be one of those, you know, cases where the abductor saw her alone, took the opportunity, and could she have been a victim of opportunity? Which kind of goes back to, say, if somebody followed her from the store, like I said, if somebody just kind of like, you know, I want to drive by, scope out this area, and then the opportunity arises, and he's like, well, or, you know, I could take this chance and get this girl. But it is possible the abductor was just a one-time offender with Janice, and that's why they've never been caught since. Possible, but in a lot of cases like this, the offender will repeat. You know, like with serial killers, a lot of them, once they don't get caught the first time, they continue doing it. You know, it's the adrenaline rush of not getting caught. They feel like they're a step above everybody else. You know, so, it, you know, either way, it could be, you know, one-time offender. It's hard to tell. But there are a lot of suspects in this case, but two that stuck out at one point in the time because of their other crimes. The first individual was Nathaniel Bar-Jonah. I covered him in episode 46. He would have only been 14, though, at the time of Janice's disappearance. But his crimes, that you know if you've listened to episode 46, they started at a very young age, way before 14. And the key thing in the case, he only lived like 20 miles from the area. And from everything I can gather, is that he actually did drive a family member's car, which I wasn't born in the 70s, I was born in 89, so I've, you know, some of the people I work with that were, you know, raised in the 60s, 70s, like, they talked about, you know, being not old enough to drive and still be driving, so this very might be possible, or, you know, you could have just snuck and took a vehicle. But another suspect was Charles Pierce, and he was brought up in episode 45, He actually confessed to the murder and said Janice was buried in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The grave was never found, though, and Charles would eventually be ruled out. I kind of just think he just kind of threw his name in a lot of different crimes. Another guy was mentioned on a message board I read, but I couldn't find anything else on him to verify anything about him. So I don't know if he got caught or what, but yeah, there was nothing like on him besides what was there. And they, I guess, said that he tried to abduct a child. I don't know if it was in the same area, but not too far from there. But like I said, I couldn't find any history on him. Will this case ever be solved? Will Janice ever be found? You know, the woods where her bike were found at became an area for a school and a recreation facility. But no matter what changes in that town, nobody will ever forget the little girl that went missing in 1973. Thank you.